on campus
and online.
This.
Hello, and you're welcome.
URN.
Oh my God, I can't even get the words out of my mouth. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm here. My name is Declan Boardman. Welcome to the show. Just here to make sure that you're tuning in on your Monday morning. Going to make sure that I'm going to get you through this week. If you're tuning in and this is your first time listening in, it's my first time too as well, unfortunately. Just going to make sure that Monday morning, 9 o'clock, you're ready. You're going to get through the week because you got through the weekend. Going to see what you got for us. I'm not going to talk too much for now. I'm going to make sure that we've got some good songs on deck. For our first song today, we're going to have Levels by Avicii. We've got some other topics that are going to come up today. I know it's just turned the clocks back today. We've just had the winter changing your clocks backwards. So I know that everyone's probably thinking, when is it put the heating on? We're going to be talking about the people who are skin flints like myself, who can't be bothered to turn the heating on. And we're also going to be talking about the other stories that have just come up in the week. This is the morning where yesterday I remember me looking at a story that I thought might pique the interest of all the listeners. It was something to do with the fact that we have on our phones the burger emoji. Now, I know this is a little bit of a la-di-da subject, but it's something that I actually spoke to my girlfriend about. And it was the fact that on Google, on the all the Google phones, it was the fact that on the burger emoji, you had on top the you had like the order of what the contents was, and you had like cheese on the bottom. And I had a conversation with my girlfriend about it, and she sort of thought, well, it doesn't really matter because you're gonna eat it anyway. Whilst I can empathise with her with that, I can understand where she's coming from. For me, the order always is something that I call into question. You've got to have the cheese on the top of the burger. And then I thought of the people who put the order of BLT wrong. And I thought, because it's the breakfast show, if I could think of my dream breakfast right now, it would be a BLT. So if I was to say what order you would put on a BLT, I would say it goes like the lettering. You have the bacon on the bottom, then you put the lettuce on, and then the tomato. I've seen some Philistines put the tomato on the bottom, and they've ended up saying, oh, it tastes just the same. Come on, guys. I don't know what you're on about. So, and I've had criticism for the fact that if you put mayonnaise on a BLT, apparently that is wrong. I've had that conversation in Liverpool. I've had people say, nah, that's not right, that. You don't put mayonnaise on a BLT. You put, like, I don't know, butter? Come on. We've had a message in that has said, bacon needs to go on top because then it's what you can see best. Looking at lettuce and tomato is boring. Okay, I can understand that. I can see where you're coming from. You're wrong. I don't know. Are you really that bothered when you're looking at your BLT of what goes in first? For me, I don't really mind. As long as it tastes nice. I just wanted to mention about the fact that everyone's been trying to get in touch with the heated debate that's been going on today. It is what I'm sort of dubbing BLTgate, I guess. If you want to get in touch with the show, be sure that you do. We've actually got a little bit more correspondence. This is from Varun. Thanks for listening in. Best BLT I've had was with deep fried green, I think it was, what is that? Deep fried green tomatoes. Oh my God. Bacon and lettuce with chipotle mayo. My goodness. That does sound like a great sandwich. I mean, if you are somebody who does want to get in touch and say what the best BLT is, maybe that is something that we can bring on from what we've been talking about right here. We have been talking about the order of what you have food in. I mean, it's such a throwaway conversation, but we'll go with it. If you are somebody listening in who wants to get involved in the debate, this BLT, I mean, come on. Deep fried green tomatoes, bacon and lettuce, it does sound like a heart attack. This is a bit of a hard-hitting topic conversation, but it is something that I do want to talk about. It is the fact that there was recently a tragic death of a 21-year-old lad in Liverpool. It was an unprovoked attack that was brought on him in a nightclub. Horrific news. You know, my condolences to all of his relatives and his family. And I just wanted to mention about the fact that what they are now doing in Liverpool is that now they are deciding that the council is going to now give out, I think it's 100 metal detector wands that they now have in Liverpool. Now, if you're somebody who's not from Liverpool, this is something that's only just been introduced. And this is a bit of a hard-hitting conversation, topical conversation, but I thought I'd stir up the discussion this morning. If you do want to get in touch with what that is, what I'm bringing up today, it's the fact that in Liverpool, this was never really a thing. Now, being somebody from there, I know what sometimes happens is that for much bigger nightclubs, they can end up, like searching you. They can end up like giving you a pat down and like seeing if you've got anything on you. But for the much smaller nightclubs, this isn't really a thing. They usually just check your ID and maybe take some money. If you're somebody who's not from Liverpool, this is a very, very big advantage for you if you do want to come to Liverpool. A very few places do charge you money to get into their premises. But what that means is that I feel that they don't, because they don't charge so much money for certain things, I think that means that they don't really have that much money invested into protection. And that means that if you're somebody who, if you know, what that means is it does entice people who are from, you know, different backgrounds that, you know, they might bring in weapons as what has been found out. Now, this is, it's completely horrific, the idea that somebody can be in a nightclub having a great time. I don't know if it was for his 21st birthday that he was out there for, but he definitely was 21. I'm 20, so to put that into perspective, you know, my birthday's coming up next month. The idea of in a month's time in Liverpool that I could be, you know, fatally injured is horrific.
This is URN.